Several things to call to your attention this morning. First of all, as I mentioned last week, and there's an article about it in the bulletin, there's a movie that's being shown Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday called Jesus Thirst, The Miracle of the Eucharist. It'll be shown at the Atlas Cinemas over by Great Lakes Mall. It will also be shown at the Regal Cinema here. You can purchase tickets ahead of time by going to the websites that are printed in the bulletin, or you can actually go to the theater, I imagine, and buy the tickets ahead. Also, after Mass today, we have hospitality. We have coffee and donuts in St. Joseph Hall, and that'll be after the procession. And we also, there'll be an opportunity to have sign-ups for Oktoberfest and also have blood pressure checks. Finally, as most of you know, this is Pride Month. And it's important to remember that pride is the first of the deadly sins. And Pride Month seems to encourage and to celebrate something, some behaviors that are completely contrary to the law of God. Instead, the month of June has always been given, or for many, many years has been given to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And it's important to remember that Jesus is meek and humble of heart. And humble is better than pride. We also encourage you to remember that this coming Friday is the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart. We have Mass in the morning at 7:30, and also Mass at 7:30 in the evening on Friday. We encourage as many of you as possible to go. Now, many years ago in the Middle Ages, the merchants of Rome went to the Pope and said, "Holy Father, the Jews are taking too much of our business. We want you to get them out of Rome." And the Pope, who was a good and holy man, realized that was wrong. And so they pushed and pushed and said, "Okay, I'll do this." He says, "I will have a debate with one member of the Jewish community, and if they win, they can stay. If I win, they'll have to go." And they accepted this. Well, none of the learned Jews wanted to get involved in this. They figured it was a put out. They'd be ridiculed, and so they wouldn't do it. And so the time was coming closer to the debate, and Shlomo the tailor was eating and drinking with his buddies, and he says, "I'll do it." So he went on the day to the Pope, and on the balcony overlooking the square, the Pope said to him, "Okay, now there's going to be three rounds to the debate. Very simple rules, no words to the debate. And since I'm the Pope, I'll go first." So the Pope went, Shlomo goes, the Pope goes, Shlomo goes. Then the Pope reaches behind him and carries out a tray with bread and wine on it, shows that to the people. Shlomo goes into his pocket, picks out an apple, and shows that to the people. Pope says, "Okay, debate's over. Shlomo wins. The Jews can stay." Well, the merchants went back to the Pope and says, "We didn't understand." So obviously, I said, "See what God has made." And Shlomo says, "But God's right here. He's right. There are three persons and one God." And Shlomo says, "There's one God, and he's right." Then I said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And he showed the apple and says, "But there's still sin in the world." So they accepted that. Then Shlomo goes to his buddies. They said, "We didn't understand." He said, "I don't either. All I could figure was Pope was saying, all the Jews have to get out of Rome. We're staying right here. You got 3 days to leave. Not one Jew is leaving." Then he showed me his lunch and I showed him mine. Now, the story is about signs that communicate, but they need to be correctly understood. This feast of the most holy body and blood of Jesus is about a sign that we need to love and to contemplate and grow to understand. Most non-Catholic Christians see the Eucharist as a symbol. It is a symbol, but it is also much more than a symbol. It's the very reality that it symbolizes. In the first reading, Moses splashes blood on the altar and the people as a sign of the covenant relationship between God and the people. Using blood is a most sacred thing, signifying the life of God and the life of the people he created. The author of Hebrews makes clear that the blood of Jesus is infinitely greater than the blood of goats and calves, and that has created a new covenant, an eternal covenant relationship between God and his people that offers eternal life. And in the gospel, we see the Last Supper, in which Jesus gives his real flesh and blood under the form of bread and wine as food and drink to his apostles. It is the same flesh and blood that will suffer and be shed in a few hours for their salvation and ours. The apostles certainly understood something was different about this Passover. They had done it the Passover years, and there was something very different. And they won't really understand until he rises and sends the Holy Spirit upon them. What he gives to them at that time, and what is important for us to understand, is the very same body and blood that grew in Mary's womb, that fasted in the desert. The very same body and blood was baptized in the Jordan, that taught and healed. The very same body and blood that raised Lazarus from the dead and was mocked and scourged and crucified. The very same flesh and blood, body, blood, soul, and divinity that rose glorious on Easter Sunday, undying, and that sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles at Pentecost and sits at the right hand of the Father. That very same body and blood, Jesus' flesh and blood, is confected on this altar by Jesus' own power and was reserved in the tabernacle. That body and blood is offered for us. As I said in my column this weekend, it doesn't make sense, but it's true nonetheless. What a gift. How grateful should we be? With what reverence and devotion ought we to approach the Eucharist? We ought to bend the knees of our hearts to worship. With what hunger ought we be ours that we can receive the body and blood of Christ, that we wouldn't even think of missing Sunday Mass except for something most serious? Let each of us ask the grace of the Holy Spirit to help us understand more deeply the mystery and to love more passionately the reality that we come to receive with great care and with ever greater gratitude Jesus' own body and blood, the most holy body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus, our Lord and our brother, who gives us nothing less than eternal life here and now in this world and forever in the world that will never end.